Hi, this is Sheila Young, and I'm one of the co-hosts on Blind and Beyond Radio Show. I want to wish you and your family a wonderful holiday season. Happy Hanukkah, Merry Christmas, and a very happy and safe New Year.
Blinded Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blinded Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
This is Michael. I lost my sight later in life. It's hard when you lose your sight later in life. Where do you go? What do you do? My case, I went to Lighthouse Central Florida to learn how to, let's just say, get around. When you don't know how to get around, you have to learn how to use a cane. That's what I did. I learned how to use a cane. I learned many things at Lighthouse Central Florida. So instead of staying home doing nothing, I suggest calling Lighthouse Central Florida today. It's waiting for you there, your way of life, the new way of life. You don't have to be afraid of being in the dark. You can go out and learn your new way of life. Lighthouse Central Florida, that's the place to go when all of a sudden, out of nowhere, you go blind. That's what happened to me. And I had to learn everything from how to use a microwave, because when you can't see, you have to learn how to use the microwave. You have to learn how to use a cane. You have to learn how to use many things to get around, which I did at the Lighthouse Central Florida. So I suggest, if you want a new way of life, if you want a life to get around, go to Lighthouse Central Florida. That's the place to go. Call today to change your life. Phone number, 407-898-2483. Like I said, call today. Don't wait. Call today. Again, the phone was 407-898-2483.
This is Miss Shaw, and I would like to wish you and your family a prosperous holiday season.
Hey, praise the Lord. I'm Brother Chris Shaw, and I just want to wish you and your family, from our family to yours, a blessed holiday season right here from the Shaw family.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios,
live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Lynn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome. Welcome to your show. That's right, your show. Welcome. This is your host, Michael, and you're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't turn that dial. If you're turning that dial looking for what's doing, it's us, we're doing. The phone number to call in, which I hope you can do, is 407-894-1680. That's 407-894-1680. Want to know what the show's about? No, we say we're the bridge between the sighted community and the blind community. This is the only commercial radio show, talk show in the world. That's right. That's what they tell us. We're the only one in the world. Commercial radio show. That's right. With more than 1.5 million listeners listening to every Sunday night in the United States. Plus, we're around the world. They tell us we reach 14 million people around the world. Are you there? Well, it's time to introduce the players tonight. We got a great show for you tonight. To my left, my beautiful, smart, better half of the show, my co-host, Lynn Golder.
That's me.
That's you, baby.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Applause. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Welcome. Welcome to the, holy, it's the second to the last, right? Second to the last?
Yeah.
Or the third to last? The second to the last live broadcast of the Blind and Beyond radio show. Welcome, everybody. For the year, anyway.
Welcome. Welcome.
For 2023.
Yes.
I should clarify that.
Yeah, I can't believe December is almost over.
I can't believe either.
23 is almost over.
It's Christmas Eve.
It was just 22. Before that was just 21. Anyway, wait, we got a co-host all the way from Fern Rock, all the way from Fern Park. His name is, oh my goodness gracious, is Big Dave, David Hillebrand. David, oh, co-host, are you there, David?
I am here. Come along with my sound effects.
What's he got? What's he got?
A rattlesnake. Rattlesnake I've got here.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, David, that scared me.
So we're live from Orlando, Florida, and the only one who's in the studios right now pushing those buttons and telling us everything what to do, our producer, our the man who's pushing the buttons, our engineer, what can I say? His name is Chris Shaw. Chris Shaw, are you there?
Hey, 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 how you doing? How you doing? How you doing?
Hi, Chris. Hello, Chris.
Hi, Chris.
How are you guys doing? You guys sound great.
It's been like a month since I've talked to you.
I know, right? You've been hiding the whole month.
I'm telling you.
How you doing, Chris?
It's another day in paradise, so I'm excited to be here.
Okay. Oh, that's my sister-in-law. Sister-in-law always says.
She always says that too.
You sound tremendous.
Yeah.
Tonight.
So, what are we doing here? Start the show. We have some shout outs.
Let's do some shout outs.
Okay. All right. I have a fun shout out and then not fun shout outs. So, you know, I was just telling Michael off the air. You remember that old soap opera called As the World Turns?
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's the way it is here on the Blind and Beyond radio show. It's just amazing in 1 week, so many changes. So first of all, I'd like to give a shout out to Bianca at Just Bagels in New York. Hey, Bianca, glad you're listening. And then on a sad side, I'd like to give condolences. We would like to give condolences to Ann Simmons. Her husband, Alan Simmons, was hit by a truck on Friday and he never regained consciousness. And Alan was a longtime member of the Greater Orlando Council of the Blind. He was a retired United States Navy veteran and a retired government administrator. And we would like to send our condolences to Alan's wife, Ann Simmons. That just breaks our hearts. It's just crazy. And then we'd also like to send our condolences to Cindy Hollis. Cindy's been on our show several times. Cindy's mother passed away this morning. And Cindy, she is the membership and affiliate specialist for the American Council of the Blind. And once again, we send our condolences to Cindy. So amazing. Oh, just in a few days.
David, you got any shout outs, David?
Well, let's see. I should give a shout out to my wonderful wife, Brenda, for one thing. And or I'll get in big trouble by Carolyn, you know.
So, that's funny. Now,
but I would do that anyway. So, and also my friends, the Lake family up in Pittsburgh, PA. My buddy, Neville. Friend, Jenna at the Alabama Institute for the Blind. And I'll leave the rest for later. How about that?
Okay.
Okay. Now, Chris Shaw, you got any shout outs?
Yes, I do have a few shout outs. First and foremost, our condolences, as you already said, Lynn, from us here at the Blind and Beyond radio show. But definitely want to give a shout out to one of my good students over at the university, Thomas Cowell from the Central Florida area. I want to give him a shout out for all that he's due and all the hard work that he has been putting in. And then, of course, to you, and definitely to you for a shout out from the Blind and Beyond radio show. We can't have this show without you.
Me?
That,
really?
That is a definite.
Yeah.
We thank them. We thank you all for listening. We thank you all for letting us come into your homes or into your car, wherever you are. And if wherever you are, be nice to hear from you. That's what the talk show, you know, a talk show is we talk, you listen, you talk, and we listen. It's supposed to be two ways.
And sometimes we talk over each other.
Yeah, and sometimes we talk over each
territory.
Other. Yeah. But anyway, the phone number again, I'm going to repeat it, is 407-894-1680, 407-894-1680.
Oh, I just wanted to mention, Michael, that those of you who won the I guess one is the word. I don't know what else to say. But you should all have received your gift cards for the annual food.
Well, the mail is terrible tonight. Not.
Oh, my goodness. It took us to get 10 days to get a letter from Orlando, and we're only, 30 miles away?
That's what they call it, snail mail.
Yeah, I just want everybody to know they're all out. En route, or you may have received
it. You get to get it momentarily. Yeah. That's the mail, not us now. Yep. They're all out.
So that's that. What else?
I hope you enjoy your free food or free pieces, whatever you got. $50. For those who wrote in, we want to thank you for writing in and saying some things. Some of them, you said some very nice things about the show. And we appreciate it. The radio show, Blind and Beyond, what can I say? Unusual show. We tell it as it is, right between the eyes, even though it's blind and beyond. That's right. But we go beyond the eyes. We go by everything. So we talk about everything except two things we never talk about. We don't talk about politics and we don't talk about religion. Everything else is open for
discussion.
David Hildebrandt.
Yeah, man.
What do you have to say for yourself?
How was that gig yesterday, Dave? That it must have been fun seeing old friends.
It was a lot of fun. Yes, indeed. Christmas holiday type party, relatively small, but a lot of fun. And my buddy Jim and I played for a few hours. We had some terrible weather here in Central Florida yesterday and today, for that matter. And so at the end of the day, we did have to outload into some blowing rain and wind and stuff. But all in all, it was a good time for sure.
Did you see your college roommate?
I did see my college roommate. Got to hang out quite a bit with him.
That's cool.
That was neat and catch up with what each other's doing. And of course, he's got kids that are fully grown now. And one of them was working with him for a while. So it's pretty neat to see how that circle keeps going, you know?
That is neat.
And unfortunately, we keep on getting older. But I guess that's a good thing in a way, you know? As to the alternative, that is.
Right. So we're going to go to break in about 60 seconds.
And we're going to go to break in about 60 seconds. I'm going to call in, say it again, 407-894-1680. We'd love to hear from you. It'd be nice.
What were those last four digits?
1680. Okay. 407-894-1680. 1680.
Don't forget, we have new people that listen every Sunday, Mike.
And we'd like to hear from you, people.
Yeah.
If you're a new listener, definitely call in.
Just to say hi. We'd love to hear from you. Say what's on your mind. You know, you got something going on. We're happy to hear about it.
Right now, we're going to go to break, but don't go away. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Don't go away. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
And that's the truth.
Being blind doesn't look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support.
Donate today at fightingblindness.org. A public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Hi, this is Dave Hillebrandt with the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Wishing you the very best of the holiday season from our family to yours. Can't wait to see you next year for more fun and prizes. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
We all know the stories. A blind child can't get a Braille teacher. A blind student won't receive a textbook. A blind adult is barred from a dream career. It's a constant drumbeat of lost opportunities. It's time to change the music. The Cadence Tactile Graphics Tablet is a revolutionary, refreshable display that enables users to access images, multiple lines of Braille, and interactive animation. A child can meet their Braille teacher online. A student can carry thousands of books in their pocket. an adult can draw charts, edit diagrams, and collaborate with coworkers in real time. Paint pictures. Play video games. Watch baseball. Create new content and send it out into the world. Learn and live at your own pace. March to your own rhythm. To learn more about the Cadence Tablet, visit cadencetablet.com.
Become a valued team member at Alabama Industries for the Blind, where, for over 90 years, we have been providing valuable employment opportunities to people who are blind, deaf, deafblind, or have other disabilities. Every day, we live the idea that everyone can work and have a successful career. AIB offers pathways to financial independence through jobs with competitive pay and excellent benefits. We have a diverse workforce with a variety of jobs and skill requirements. Select the job that fits you, whether it is a manufacturing position, being a SOAR for any number of projects which support American troops, working with our valued customers, or supporting any number of other areas. There is a job that can fit your talents and ambitions. We invite you to find out more about us. Explore current job openings and apply online at www.aidb.org. Let us show you how you can be limitless.
SAVA Foundation is an international eye care foundation that preserves and restores sight in underserved communities. 90% of people with vision loss live in low and middle income countries where access to eye care is minimal or does not exist. SAVA co-creates sustainable solutions with local partners across 20 plus countries to ensure that communities have access to eye care even when SAVA's intervention has ended. Since 1978, SAVA and partners have provided eye care services to over 50 million people and counting. For just $50, you can help provide cataract surgery to someone in need through SAVA. To join their mission of a world free of avoidable blindness and become part of the movement, visit SAVA.org today. That is SAVA, SEVA.org.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Welcome back. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. That's right. You know, tonight, Dave, you and I think we should start it off by talking about what we talked about off the air. We're going to discuss something that's pretty funny to Dave and me. And maybe you have something to say about it too, our listeners. Pet peeves.
Oh, listen, I know they're going to have something to say. Peeves.
Okay. Everybody's got something to say about something, I'm sure. Something that peeves you. I'll start it off by telling you. You know what?
It could be about anything, right?
Yeah. I'll tell you what makes me my pet peeve. Okay. If I go in, which it happened yesterday again, I went into a supermarket. I'll forget the name. I'll leave it off because I don't want to knock the supermarket. So I went into the supermarket to buy some food. So I asked them, because I normally go to the one near my house, but this one was different. Same store, but I wanted to know which way was the deli counter. So I said, which way is the deli counter? She said, it's over there. There's the pet peeve, over there. I said, no, ma'am, I'm blind. Okay, that's all I'm asking you. If you can just tell me, I don't need any help. I just want to know, which way is it? I'll do it myself. I'll find it. Just tell me which way.
Right or left or forward?
What'd you say, Dave?
I said, yeah, you can just.
Yeah, right.
Right or left or forward.
So she says it's, she repeated herself again, over there. I said, ma'am, you don't understand. I'm blind. I can't see. I don't know what the difference between over there. Just tell me, is it straightforward where I'm facing, or is it to the left, or is it to the right? She says, turn around, and just go straight.
That's a good answer.
All right, I live with that. So then she says to me, do you need a basket to carry whatever you're going to buy? I said, yeah, I could use a basket. I don't want the big basket. I just want to put the basket around my arm. Oh, you want the little basket? Yeah. Okay. There she goes. It's over there. She said it again, over there. So I said, ma'am, can you show me where? She says, I'll get it for you. I said, thank you so much.
Sweet.
She got it for me. So that's my pet peeve of the moment, over there. Dave, you got a pet peeve?
I'll give another example. And these are blindness related pet peeves. So, you know, so those who are listening that are sighted, you can put yourself in our situation for a moment. And this one's kind of funny and very minor, but especially in advertising, there's so many times where they're obviously not thinking about the purchaser being someone that could actually be blind. We do have money. We have needs to buy things. And so, I mean, it's happened tons of times before, but I was watching TV the other day. Yes, watching TV. That's one of those little catch terms we use sometimes. But where we're not actually watching it physically. But, you know, you get the idea. So, had the TV on, and a commercial comes on for a pizza by our friend Shaq, Shaquille O'Neal, and it's the Shaq-a-roni pizza. Well, it sounds good. It's got extra pepperoni. It's got extra cheese. It's just making me hungry as heck when I hear this Shaq-a-roni pizza. Does he say what company, where it's coming from? Is it, you know...
Pardon me, David. They say you're coming through faint.
I'm faint?
Oh, wow, that's louder. There you go.
There you go, louder.
That's very unusual where I'm faint. But here, okay, I'm closer now. So
it's pinging. Ooh. Sorry to interrupt, Dave.
So anyway, that's good. Well, maybe if it's pinging, that means I'm a little bit louder anyway now. So the whole idea is the Shaq pizza. I'm super hungry, wondering where this pizza is coming from, and he never do say. It's just called, you know, the Shaq-a-roni, by who? Papa John's or Pizza Hut or wherever. But
You should call corporate and complain.
Well, I would, but I don't know who. But I don't know who to call.
I'll do some digging. Maybe I can.
All right, I just thought of another one while you're talking.
You'll see the commercial sometime, I'm sure.
Whether you're sighted,
well, I'll tell you who it is.
Tell me.
It is Papa John's.
Okay. Thank you.
Their slogan, I think they do say their slogan at the end, better pizza.
I don't know.
Better pizza, Papa John's, or better something, Papa, something like that. But that's who it is. But call.
You should call, Dave.
I just saw another peeve. Now, this is whether you're sighted or blind. Listen to this one. For all television, I'm hearing the St. Jude commercial. This goes back a long time. Let's go back for years. And they've been sponsoring and advertising on television, trying to raise money. And they always say, for only 63 cents a day, for $19 a month, you can join and be part of St. Jude as a donation. Now, if you listen, came a second one. Now, third. And now everybody's saying it. The same 63 cents a day. Everybody else had a different figure before. Now, everybody, if you listen to television, everybody got the same figure now. Everybody's using the St. Jude's figure.
Sounds like it doesn't hurt your pocketbook.
63 cents a day.
Less than a cup of coffee a day.
I'll be original. Original, say 64 cents.
Right.
Whatever. They're all using a 19.
Let's mix it up a little bit here.
Yeah, they're all using the same price. Everybody, if you listen now, you'll hear the same one coming through everybody, not just St. Jude.
So if you got a pet peeve of any kind.
Phone number, if you have a pet peeve, you would like to be part of this show, call in 407-894-680. If you got a pet peeve, you want to say something about whether you're sighted, whether you're blind, everybody's got a peeve about something. 407-894-1680.
But especially this about blindness something? Pet peeves are good.
Can I do one that's funny, whether for sighted or blind
people? Yeah, do it.
Because I told David I looked up, I actually found articles.
You know those tiny little stickers that they have to put on every single piece of fruit or the vegetables? That drives me nuts. When you go to buy tomatoes and you have to peel off that stupid little sticker. Well, I can't even imagine if you can't see the sticker, you got to feel around for it and then take it off. But that's pet peeve. I found somebody that a blind individual was telling 10 quirky things that really bothered him. Yeah.
And you got to find the edge of the thing to peel it off.
Yeah. It's a silly one, but but there's some more important ones. But David, remember Sherry said this years ago when someone comes up to you in a crowd and says, guess who this is?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, playing music and having been around town for a long time, there are a lot of times the people that I went to high school, junior high school here and whatever. So someone will walk up, especially if it's a young lady, and they want to know, do you know who this is? I'm going to say no every time. I'm no dummy. Trust me. It's like, no, I don't know. Are you sure you're not thinking of someone else? That's the best line to stick with, I think. But before I forget, though, another pet peeve that is an old one, a classic that Michael and I were talking about, and it happens on so many different commercials. They're selling you something, and they say, call the number on your screen. What number? I can't see any number on the screen. You know, is it so hard for them to call out a number? But so often they don't. So they're thinking, you know, there can't be a blind person out there that might buy something, for goodness sakes. So, all right, I think we got a couple callers, it sounds like.
We do? Oh, goody. Yeah, we do, Dave. You're right.
And I would love to hear what somebody else has got to say about
it. Who's first?
We've got John from Indiana and Sheila from Orlando, Florida.
Okay, right. John from Indiana. First. John from Indiana. Okay, John.
We've got some complaints coming in.
I hear a pet peeve.
Good evening, Michael, Lynn, Chris, David.
Hi, John.
John.
How you doing? I'm doing pretty good. My pet peeves are two of them. One of them is when a person says, they're carrying on a conversation and says, you know, I don't know. I want to know what they're saying. I just don't understand that. I just don't understand why.
I think it's habit. I think people say that as habit, you know. Wait, are they from New York? Because New Yorkers kind of do that sometimes. You know what I mean?
It just drives me nuts. And then there was another one. Now it just went right out of my head. I can't remember what it is. I'll call you back and tell you what the second one is. But
okay. Thanks for calling in, John.
Have a good day down there. You say the cards are in the mail?
Yep.
Oh, no, okay. They actually... You know the
deal. Well, I'll wait for this week to see if what happens.
John, little correction there. The Visa cards are coming from Amazon, so look for a little envelope. Or sometimes they put them in a little box, but it won't be in a little business envelope. It's going to be in a larger envelope from Amazon, okay?
All righty.
Amazon
told her you'll probably get it Tuesday.
John, I think yours is coming Tuesday.
All right. Okay. That'll work.
Okie dokie.
Okay. Right, let's hear from Sheila now. Sheila, I believe, from Orlando, Florida. Sheila, you're up.
Hello, Sheila.
Hey, guys. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Happy holidays. I had to get in case I can't get in next week.
Thank you, Sheila.
Yes, thank you.
Good. You're welcome.
One of my biggest issues is when people say, we're blind, we're amazing. You're just amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
We're not amazing, okay?
Yeah. Why not?
I was telling someone that earlier today.
You know what? I guess I'm guilty of that, Sheila, because I think you're amazing. So
yeah, Lynn says it all the time that you're amazing.
I always say Sheila's amazing.
And Dave's amazing.
But people say that because we get up in the morning and we make coffee. We're amazing. No, we're not. We're living.
You taught me how to use Zoom, and that's amazing.
and Sheila, I think part of the thing is that a lot of sighted folks simply don't realize what the potential is. And even people that have just recently become blind, they're freaked out because they don't realize what they're going to be able to do at some point, you know. And
unfortunately, those that are losing their vision as they get older think their life's over.
Right, right.
You know, they think they can't live because they can't see anymore. I can't do anything. I can't cook. I can't. Yes, you can.
But it always killed me to hear when I was working, someone would come up, and I just think it's amazing that you're working. And I said, well, it's not amazing. It's the fact that I like to do things, and they all cost money. So
yep.
I have to work.
Got
to work to get a paycheck.
that's why I'm here, not because I just love the job, you know.
Exactly, exactly. So, anyway, all right, guys, Merry Christmas.
Thanks for calling.
Merry Christmas, Sheila.
All right, bye.
We'll see you soon, I hope.
If there's any sighted people out there listening, I'd love to hear from you.
Yeah,
if you have a pet peeve.
About blindness.
Yeah.
It's
maybe
true.
You got a pet peeve about your boss.
Just don't mention the boss's name.
Yeah, don't mention the boss's name.
Well, we're going to go to break in 2 minutes, so maybe we'll get somebody really quickly. Otherwise, we can go to break, and then we can do Dave's trivia, too.
Well, I got a pet peeve.
Oh, good.
What would that be, Chris?
What is it? Listening to us?
No.
Guy.
It's when I'm driving on the highway, and everybody want to be in a passing lane doing 30 miles per hour.
Yeah,
you know, the passing lane is to pass by other folk.
Right.
You're supposed to be going faster. So
right. Right, if I'm doing a speed limit and you doing 30 miles under the speed limit, why are you over here? That's a pet peeve of mine. But, you know.
Yes. You talk to Brenda about that. She feels the same way.
Yes.
I'm scared to drive in the passing lane these days. It's crazy.
No.
You know, I try to avoid it. Unless I'm passing a truck on 75, I'm going to stay in the middle usually, you know, because I just don't like that speeding lane, the passing
you're
lane.
You're from New Jersey, too. What's up with that?
You know what? When I got my license, I said to my father, is the car going to fit through the aisle at this toll booth? That was the Garden State Parkway. I was afraid. So, yeah, I'm not an aggressive driver like Michael was.
Right. You got to slow down here and, you know, but, smell the flowers here in Florida.
But that's a good peeve. That's a good peeve, Chris.
But if you've got a pet peeve, you can call us here at Blind and Beyond at 407-894-1680. Let us have it. Tell us what's bugging you. Get it off your chest for the end of the new of this year, you know.
Yep, as we wrap up this year.
Start fresh. You'll feel better to get it off your chest. So.
Let's hear from you.
This is fun. I'm listening to everybody complain.
Yeah, I mean, you know,
I like to hear from a sighted person.
I'm sure we will.
Women on a break.
Wait, I don't count?
Yeah, we did, Chris.
It's over there, Mike. It's over there.
We just think of you as being one of the crowd.
I don't count.
Don't you feel bad about that?
Yeah, I don't think a blind person is driving in the passing lane, Michael.
Right.
That's funny.
I think we better go to break.
We're going to go to break. We'll be right back. You listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. You listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Really, it's true. We will. And here comes the guest, and that's...
Hello to our friends at the Blind and Beyond radio program. It's Jerry Lynn from Christian Record Services, and I'm here to invite you to try Phone Faith, PHONEFAITH, by calling 209-399-9465.
What is Phone Faith? It's a telephone outreach that's by and for the blind community. It's a community of connected individuals who enjoy learning about health, faith, engagement, and so much more. It's education-driven, empowerment-promoting, and really, it's a lot of fun. With 17 hours of live programs every week on topics of interest such as mental and physical health, spirituality, community engagement, and so much more, there's always something happening on Phone Faith. Please accept my invitation to call Phone Faith at 209-399-9465. Here's the number again, 209-399-9465.
Hi, this is Dave Hillebrand with the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
And this is Brenda Hillebrand.
And we just like to say Merry Christmas!
And Happy Holidays.
All the best to you and your family, and looking forward to seeing you next year with more fun and prizes.
Being blind doesn't always look how others may think. Stargardt disease was supposed to define me.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
A blinding eye disease attempted to force me away from doing what I was born to do.
But it cannot stop me. I have the tools.
I will keep moving forward.
Pushing past the limits of this disability.
I know where to find support and where I can be seen.
Great vision doesn't require great sight. Innovative research, educational resources, supportive community. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is leading the charge in finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases. Make your impact today. Donate now at fightingblindness.org.
Hi, this is
a public service message
wishing
from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Our Blind and Beyond Radio audience, a very blessed holiday season. Looking forward to hearing from you again in 2024 in the new year.
You have the power to help your pet thrive with ProPlan veterinary supplements. Made by experts to support joint health, calm behavior, GI health, and more. They're easy to use and taste great. ProPlan veterinary supplements are available from your veterinarian, online, and at pet specialty retailers near you. Shop now at vetdirect.com.
Hi, this is Gary Sinclair, co-host of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Once again, the holidays are here, and I want to wish you all a merry, merry Christmas and a blessed and safe new year.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. Welcome back. If you got a peeve, let's hear it from you. 407-894-1680, 407-894-1680. I believe we have a new caller about a peeve.
We have a couple of callers, but let's take the new caller first, and then we have Shirley calling in from Florida. So, Chris, you said we have a new caller first?
A new caller. First time calling into the show. I know her as Evangelist Kerr, also known as Sister Kerr, calling in all the way from Florida. Sister Kerr, how you doing?
Hi.
I am great. How are you doing?
Can't complain one iota of a bit.
Everyone's doing well. I'm so happy.
Well, it's nice of you to call in.
Nice to hear from you.
Thank you so much. Yeah, it's the first time I'm listening to your show. Very interesting. So my pet peeve is this. When I go to the grocery store and I'm waiting in line and then someone sees you in line and they just comes in front of you.
Well, I never heard that before.
That's a big one. That's a big one, and especially right around this time of the year. That's a big one.
Yes. I want to tell
them. They walk right in there anyway.
So what do you do? Do you say something, or you just grin and bear it?
Well, sometimes I do. I say, I'm sorry, the line is behind me.
That's a good answer.
You might turn real quick and mistakenly hit him with your purse.
It's not just you either, because what about the people behind you got mad?
And then sometimes you have to be so careful not to say something. You know, you got to make sure your spirit is right, because some people, they get agitated and they want
to
argue.
In this day and age, yeah, you have to be really careful.
Well, we don't want to set anybody's blood pressure out.
Will it be wrong to say, hey, the line is closed after me, you got to go to the next line?
Yeah.
Hey, Sister Kerr, Evangelist Kerr, thank you so much.
Thanks for calling in. Appreciate it. Thank you. Keep on listening. Thank you.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Nice to meet you.
Shirley calling in.
Shirley from Florida. Shirley.
I thought Shirley was from Ohio. Shirley,
well, now
she's
in Florida. Shirley.
That's right.
How you doing, Shirley?
How are you?
That's my new travel. I'm going to have to hire her as my travel agent.
Sure, Chris.
Shirley from places unknown.
That's right. You never know where I'm going to be. Anyway, I guess my pet peeve would be, although I must say that I don't think I see it happening as much as it used to, but, you know, going to a restaurant with somebody and then having them come up to the person that I'm with and say, well, what would she like?
Yep.
You know? I think that still happens. That happens.
It does. I think that I've seen a reduction in it from what I used to, but it definitely does still happen.
Hey, Shirley, that's happened to me even at when we've gone to somewhere like a Best Buy and Brenda and I are going to want to purchase something. It's really more me and the salesman is talking to her. And, you know, well, unfortunately, you know me, and it's all I can do to, like, bite my tongue. And I'm thinking, you know, should I just let it fly, or should I just, like, stay nice and quiet and just see – let him, you know, let him dig himself further, you know. And usually I just, you know, move on and find it on our own. But it is.
I just try to take it as a good opportunity to educate a person, and I might either say nicely, like, "Well, I'll have such and such," and a couple times I've been tempted to say, "She'll have."
Yeah, right.
She'll have bacon and eggs. You know, But you got to try to do it as nicely as you can, because a lot of times these people are just plain ignorant people. And, you know, it doesn't do any good to get nasty with them or anything else.
That's
true.
Just
got to try your best to, you know, to make it an educational, positive opportunity.
Or if nothing else, get a good laugh out of it.
That's true. Well, you can have that as well.
Well, thank you for calling, Shirley, and a belated happy Hanukkah.
Thank you. The same to you.
Thank you, and a happy new year if we don't talk to you.
Thank you so much.
All right. Take care. Say hi to Lynn.
Have a good holiday season, David, and
you too. Happy Hanukkah, and thank you so much. We always like to hear from you.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. So, Dave, you ready for your trivia?
Yeah,
we can still take callers with their pet peeves, but let's go to your trivia now so we can get it in.
All right, sounds good. And if Chris is ready, this song came out in 1974. I think it was in the top 10 anyway.
It could have. This song could have not come out nowhere near the 70s.
Oh, yeah, because, way before your time.
Are you serious?
Yes, sir. 1974.
Oh,
and
wow.
I don't know who did this song.
This is a tough one. I don't know, Chris. Do you think anybody's going to get this?
This is real tough, because I know music, but this is tough.
Yeah, old rockers will know this.
But do we have any old rockers out there?
Yeah. There are some out there. And
I hope so.
Actually, I bet you I can picture Sherry or even Shirley might be calling in on this one. So,
all right, well,
I've got faith. Someone's
I can hardly hear it, but I assume Chris is playing it. But there it goes.
About to go insane, 'cause your woman's playing games, and she says that you're to blame. You try to keep on smiling, just keep on smiling. Keep on smiling through the pain, laughing at the pain.
If you want to wind her back a little bit.
I don't know that song at all.
Well, it could have been during that time when you guys were up to other things. But that was in the early 70s, actually 1974. And I know it was in the top 10 here in the U.S. anyway. So
it was?
Oh, yes, wow. Indeed. So, I wouldn't pick anything too crazy. But if you know who that song was done by, give us a call at 407-894-1680. That's 407-894-1680. And Chris will get you on the air as quick as possible. The new calls get their first in line. So.
Hey, Dave, yeah. While we're waiting, would you mind if I read this little list of one person's pet peeves?
Oh, no, that'd be cool.
Okay, so the first one I already did about the tiny little stickers on every single piece of fruit. The next one, pieces of paper taped outside the stall door of a public bathroom. What does this little note explain? Is there a county fair going on this weekend? Or will the entire bathroom flood if the toilet is flushed?
Hey, and if a blind person is in there, we'll never know.
This person says, a law stating these notes can only be put up in case of an actual emergency. Oh my God. Funny.
You know what? We've actually got someone else calling in.
We do. I don't know. I guess he's an old rocker.
but I don't know if he's calling in for the trivia.
I don't either.
He's got a pet peeve, but we can find out quick enough.
Paul. Yep. Paul calling in from New Jersey.
I'll be darned. Paul.
Yes.
Are you there, Paul?
I am. Can you hear me all right?
Yes, sir. Fine.
You sound good.
Hi,
okay.
Paul.
How you doing? Wet Willie.
Wet Willie is right, Paul.
Oh, my God. He got it.
You are good, man.
Well, he knows
Keep
his
on
music.
Smiling.
It didn't take that long either, did it?
I know the song.
Ah, yes.
I know the song. How's everybody doing?
We're doing. Okay. The bad weather's gone, so we're happy about that. Right, Dave?
Indeed. I'm proud of you, Paul. You helped bail me out, too, which I appreciate.
Okay.
So you just won a $10 gift card for Subway, Paul.
Yep. Okay. Subway's great. And okay. I want to thank you guys. I want to wish everyone a very happy holiday season. And I look forward to hooking up with everybody next year.
That's right. Well, you're going to be
on
the show.
Oh, and I did get my card. I got my card today, too.
Very good. That's
All
great.
Right.
We're glad you got it.
Well, All right, guys. Take care.
You too.
Thanks for calling in, man.
You have my address there, Chris?
Yeah.
Chris?
We have it. It's okay.
Okay.
We have
take
it.
Take care.
Yeah,
bye.
You too. Bye.
All right, thanks.
So let's see what else I have, Dave.
Yes, indeed. Paul did bail me
out. Yeah.
Because okay. Lynn and Michael are thinking I'm crazy and putting these obscure tunes, but it wasn't so obscure. See?
No. How do you like that?
Yay, Paul.
All right. So,
tell me.
So David, the next one is mystery leftovers in the refrigerator.
Yes, were you in college? We used to call that a science experiment.
With the mold.
Yeah.
Well, this fellow says if you're blind, you've got to get down and dirty with a sniff test.
It's true.
Not worth it. Not worth it. In the garbage it goes, as he said.
It's true. If you don't remember when you got it, forget it. Just
well, here's one. Listen to this one. Car door handles. Can manufacturers please put all the car door handles in the same place to prevent the embarrassment of a full-on pat-down for blind folks? I don't think that's going to happen, though.
Yeah, no, dream on, friends.
They
like the uniqueness, so that's okay. Part of the design.
But you know what? This one, all kidding aside, this is a good one. Looking at things people want to show you on their smartphone. You know, everyone loves a good YouTube video, a funny photo, but to hold your phone up in front of somebody, well, what's that going to do? Unless they could listen, right, Dave? But they're not going to see it.
Right.
But people mean well, but they
yeah,
don't,
thanks,
don't
but,
think. Yeah.
Huh. So if you've got pet peeves, feel free to call in and let us know you know, get it off your chest. You'll feel better. 407-894-1680. Let your fingers do the walking.
David, here, this one I would wonder about, too. How do you feel about signing on a credit card slip in the restaurant?
Well, you know, for me, I know for a fact that very few people really care about that signature. So I don't worry about it too much. I'll put something down, you know, typically. But most people, they really don't care. You know, if it's legible, or they just want something to cover themselves. So, mm-hmm. But, yeah, some people feel very, you know, concerned about that. And, you know, some people just have a hard time signing their name, and they don't want to have to go to the hassle of getting the signature guide out and that kind of thing. And but yeah, restaurants don't really care. They just
well, here, this is one that I can relate to, because I think I mentioned this a couple of weeks ago. You know, after Michael lost his sight, I became more cognizant of the word, but now all my blind friends are saying, don't, you know, for the last 10 years, they've been saying, don't worry about it. Being afraid of the S word. Someone can be talking to a blind or partially sighted person and say something like, let's go see what's for lunch. And then they go, oh no, I shouldn't have said that.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Well, I used to be like that though.
Well, and a perfect example, I can't tell you how many times I've heard from people saying, you know, when I'll say something about, you know, watching TV, oh, he's watching TV. So give me a break. It's a figure of speech. You know, it sounds much more normal, you know, and besides, I am watching TV because I'm picturing it in my mind. So really I am, you know, in the truest sense of the word, I am watching TV to a degree, but yeah, people are just, there's a comedian born every minute, you know, I'm watching TV. Come on.
What do you feel about when people talk louder to you because you can't see, they think you're deaf?
Well, thankfully that rarely
hasn't happened lately,
but you know, of course my temptation is to just start talking louder myself, you know, to really mess
no
it
no
up.
No that, I think that's one of them things that's just across the board for everybody.
Yeah,
what's that, Chris?
Talking loud, just talking loud to me, period, whether you're on the phone, whether you're in person, or because it's loud outside or it's loud in your area, you got to talk louder and scream at me. For what reasoning?
Well,
but do you think, Chris? Yeah, but Chris, sorry, Dave, but Chris, do you think it's because they think you don't understand and then they talk louder?
Yeah, it don't matter. They probably do, but it don't matter because I understood every word that came out of your mouth.
Right. But like the same,
but why scream
along the same lines too, is when people get, they're not trying to be threatening, but people don't realize personal space, you know? A friend of ours is not going to be listening to the show tonight, I'm quite certain, but we've got a certain friend that we just love, this young lady, but she is right in your face. Like, I'm talking to her, and she doesn't, not just with me, so it's not just a blind thing, but her nose is almost touching my nose.
I don't like that at all.
It's like, this is, and if it was any other person, I wouldn't tolerate it at all, but... you know, I almost find it funny, but it is just a little bit creepy. And I've known other people that are like that.
Well, our great granddaughter will just say, you're in my space, Poppy.
that's exactly what people need to say. And that's what I usually do. I said, could you just back off a tiny bit? I mean,
yeah, really?
I don't want to back
off
myself.
Dave, you know what? Even when I'm in line sometimes and people are getting too close to me at the supermarket, I don't like it either. I turn around and it's like, you know, like, I feel like saying go back a little bit.
Hey, back in COVID days, we didn't have to worry about it as much. People were afraid of, you know, they'd want to give everybody space. Now it's like, okay, we can get right up on your tail end there. And
right.
It's not any better right now. You know, you don't need to do that.
Well, here's another one.
Okay.
When people don't get the signs or understand the signs when it's time to leave your house.
Well, you know what? Chris, if you need it, I've got these paper napkins that I bought like 20 years ago, never opened it. And it says, I'll go get it when we're off the air and I'll read it to you. It's funny.
I see what you're saying. You know, one good one is like a couple really long yawns. You know, well, it's getting a little late. And still some people don't get it. You know?
I don't have that problem. I
just lock up after yourself. I'm going to bed. You know?
Right. Well, you know, I think it's about that time. It's getting close to that time, and, you know, I'm getting ready to take my bath and go to bed for the night because I got a long day tomorrow.
Oh, well, don't let us stop you.
There. Right. That's what we're just here. Don't worry about it. Go ahead, take your bath. We'll be right here when you get out.
It's time to leave.
Yeah, I can't find the napkins right now, but it says something
we'll
like
let
that.
Ourselves nice out when we're done.
You something know? Like it's been nice seeing you or something like that.
Like, I'm not trying. I love my company when they come by, but sometimes they just don't know when to pick up on the signs. I fed you. We ate. We talked. We had great conversation. But it's 7 hours later. This is a whole full-time job now.
7 hours.
Well, later on, Ski. In other words, don't let the door hit you. Come on.
7 hours.
If you're not my son or daughter, if you're not my grandchild.
Even that's pushing it for the kids.
Do you yawn in their face, Chris?
No.
Well, no, I'm sitting on the couch yarning. I'm sitting on the couch. I done dozed off a couple of times in the midst of our conversation.
Oh, my gosh. That's funny.
Yeah, people just can't take a hit.
They don't understand the signs of time.
Especially these days. I don't know. It's tiring to have company. I don't know what happened.
Yawn used to be enough.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Well, I'm getting up at 4 a.m., you know, I guess. Time for you guys.
Okay. So it's time to go to break. Okay. It's time to go to break.
Let's go on the other side of the break.
Don't go away. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back. This is Michael. It's holiday time, and I want to thank all our listeners, all our sponsors, for allowing us to come in your home and enjoy Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
And this is Lynn. We'd like to wish you all a healthy and happy holiday season, and we can't wait to come back in 2024 for another fabulous year on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
You have the power to help your pet thrive with ProPlan Veterinary Supplements. Made by experts to support joint health, calm behavior, GI health, and more. They're easy to take and taste great. ProPlan Veterinary Supplements are available from your veterinarian, online, and at pet specialty retailers near you. Shop now at ProPlanVetDirect.com.
Are you blind or visually impaired or have a loved one who is? Our friends at Lighthouse Central Florida offer educational and employment training that teach independence and empower Central Floridians of all ages beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Visit lighthousecfl.org or call 407-898-2483.